Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. And now a segment popular with men 18 to 34, Armenian Americans, and everyone born in the backseat of a Greyhound bus rolling down Highway 41. It's The Ramble.
Okay, so you want to see a pagan tomb?
Yay!
Where do you go? To the Vatican, of course. The Vatican has restored a 2nd century pagan mausoleum that's hidden away right under St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. The Valeri Mausoleum was built during the time of Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. You know that guy Richard Harris played him in The Gladiator. There are actually 22 pagan tombs under St. Peter's Basilica, which I find very interesting. They were covered over by Emperor Constantine in the 4th century after he converted to Christianity and said, "We will have no more of these pagan tombs." Constantine ordered the construction of the basilica over the site of the martyred Christian apostle St. Peter. The Vatican spent a year restoring the Valeri tomb, the biggest and most luxurious of them all, featuring several rooms filled with statues and other pagan adornments. The pagan tomb is open to the public by appointment.
In space, no one can hear you scream, which is bad if you're screaming, "Fix the damn toilet!" There's a broken toilet on the International Space Station, but there's good news and bad news. The good news is that the part that collects solid waste is still working.
Number two.
Without the benefit of gravity, the space toilet uses jet blasts from a fan to keep everything flowing in the right direction. The fan broke down last week. So far, the crew of Russian cosmonauts and U.S. astronauts have been able to use a backup toilet and emergency capsule that is attached to the station as a lifeboat, but it's a limited system. Replacement parts are coming on the space shuttle Discovery, which is due to launch on Saturday, and you know they want that launch to go off without a hitch.
Oh, I don't know why I find that so funny. Potty humor. Okay, movie star Sharon Stone, you know her? She's causing a fury in China after suggesting that the massive earthquake caused so much devastation, killed tens of thousands of people, left millions homeless, may have been China's bad karma because of the government's treatment of Tibet. This is what Sharon Stone said.
And then I've been just, you know, concerned about, how should we deal with the Olympics because they're not being nice to the Dalai Lama, who's a good friend of mine. And then all this earthquake and all this stuff happened, and I thought, is that karma when you're not nice that the bad things happen to you?
Llama dropper.
Yeah, Llama is a good friend of mine. That was Sharon Stone speaking.
You know, I call him Dolly. Me, Bobby De Niro, and Dolly, we were all talking about karma. And
that was Sharon at the Cannes Film Festival. The comments provoked a wave of internet anger. That's the worst kind, internet anger. And one of the major movie theater owners in China plans to bar her movies. That is some bad karma right there, Sharon.
As I was looking at Sharon Stone's box office receipts lately, you might not have to bar her movies to prevent people from seeing them. She was to come out with, I believe, 3 new releases this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll ask her about geopolitical developments after each. You may not know him by name, but you probably know his work, the man who wrote the theme songs for hit TV shows like The Mod Squad, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and The Andy Griffith Show, has died. Earl Hagen composed original music for more than 3,000 television episodes, pilots, and TV movies. He also co-wrote the jazz classic Harlem Nocturne. His wife, Laura, says, quote, "The music just flowed from him, and he would take off one hat and put on another and go on to the next show." Hagen himself was the whistler in the Andy Griffith theme song. That's Rachel as the whistler, but that's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It's called The Fishing Hole, I believe. Laura Hagen said Tuesday that her husband died at his home in Rancho Mirage, California. He was 88 years old, and for a little added value, did you know, this is awesome, that the Andy Griffith Show theme song had lyrics?
No, I did not know this.
And here they are, sung by Andy Griffith himself.
"Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade."
I'm sorry, they do not make men like Andy Griffith anymore.
I will tell you, Floyd the Barber, Don Knotts, Opie, or whatever his name was, I know Aunt B, know all the characters, know all about it, never seen an episode.
Really?
Yeah. It just seemed so unappealing to my life as a suburban New Yorker.
It's, I gotta say, I've watched some recently as an adult. They're not really compelling storylines. They're not that interesting.
Yeah, like a plot is, you know, little Opie finds a
the last one I saw was a little girl, a neighbor girl, beat up Opie, and he was really flummoxed by this whole situation. It was quite controversial. Anyway, before we go down that rabbit hole...
He didn't turn to Andy, and Andy offered advice like, we'll go down to the fishing hole. Dad, I really need some life lessons. We'll go down, and we'll fish. But Dad, really, you're not listening to me. But the fishing hole... Dad! That's it! I'm going on to Happy Days. I'm going to make big movies in Hollywood. I'm never going to cast you. Down at
That's
the
Ramble,
hole.
Folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Fishing.